Hi, my name is Layla.
And I'm Shinby.
And I'm Andrew.
And I'm Cassidy, and welcome to Ann Colossian Podcast. Today we're talking Sherlock Holmes.
Good morning, everyone. How is everyone's morning today? Next week is finals, and how is your studying going on, Layla?
Pretty great. We've learned how to minimize distractions and really focus on getting your work done.
I'm jealous of that. I cannot focus when studying for bio, and that's like the one I need to focus the most on. I have a 90.2. I have a 90.2, and I need to have my A, or else, you know, my dad will be like, you could have done better.
Actually, I can check what you need to remain at a 90.2.
Yeah, so 90.2, that's pretty like good.
An 89 or Andrew, something.
Andrew, I can totally get you, because, like, in geometry, okay, what you want I have your, a what 90. You want? It's, like, borderline.
What,
you know, like,
what
stressful
do you want your
that
class
is?
Grade to be?
90.
Okay, a 90. Well, that means you would go down. So you want at least, like, let's say,
at least an A.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So you would need, okay, so to get a 91, you need a 94.2 on your test. And if you were to get an 89, okay, so to remain at a 90.
Honestly, this is so stressful.
You need an 89.2. And if you were to go down to a B, it would be, you would need to get an 84.2.
Oh, wow.
Yikes.
Okay, that's
good
really scary now.
Oh yeah,
God.
Really.
Finals, oh my God, I don't know what to do.
Okay, so to remain at 90, you at least need a B plus, which it needs to be at 89.20. You're welcome.
How is your studying going on, Cassidy?
Rapid tables calculator.
Pretty good. I have the study guides for most of my classes, so I can.
Yeah, study guides actually really help with like everything.
Mm-hmm. And the fact that most of
I don't know even how to like prepare for like the lit final. Like Okay. While on top of that, we're gonna be talking about Sherlock Holmes.
The man himself, a mystery.
Yes, it's everyone's favorite.
Oh, yeah.
So today I'm going to be interviewing with my brother, AJ Morgan. He will be our special guest on our episode on Sherlock Holmes. When watching Sherlock Holmes, what were some of your favorite things in the show?
When he had to, find the phone with the GPS when Sherlock Holmes got so many ideas out of one pink suitcase, and when he went to the crime scene, he knew everything just based off of somebody's the writing on the floor or the texture in somebody's coat.
Okay. So, how did you like the way that Benedict Cumberbatch portrayed Sherlock? Did you think that he did a good job when he did it?
Yes, because the way he made it look like he knew everything at once and how intelligent he sounded. But how intelligent he was and how he just portrayed his words so well. Now he was just always thinking of something. Nothing with his thoughts would ever end. It would always continue.
Were you surprised when he first met Watson and how he did his own little profile on him with the little things that he had, just the phone that he saw that somebody else had gave him?
Yes, I really was impressed with that. The stuff that happened in that scene was very impressive.
How did you feel about Watson and how he was Sherlock's partner in crime and how he helped out with the cases?
I feel like he did a good job because, you know, like in the beginning, everybody was like, you know, you barely even know him. And he was like, God, he's known him for less than a day and you're already trying to solve mysteries and crimes together, trying to see to get every information that they can.
Since I only had you watch the first episode of Series 1 of Sherlock Holmes, what do you think will transpire between Watson and Sherlock Holmes as the scenes and the years go on?
I feel like they're going to continue to solve crimes, solve mysteries, and not so much mysteries, but solve, you know, cases. And now it said in the episode one that Sherlock needs a partner because he works better with a partner. But I feel what's going to transpire is that they're going to get more cases and they're going to solve more cases.
Okay. So, did you enjoy watching how Sherlock solved cases and how he was so easily able to develop a profile or an idea by one little piece of evidence?
Yes, and he would always be trying to see if he could get everything correct, and I believe one scene when he first met Watson. He could tell that he was in the military by him having a cane, but he never wanted to sit down anywhere because he thought that it wasn't needed, and he showed that with his left hand, I believe it was his wrist, that it would move in different ways or something. But yeah, I like the way that he solves.
Were you surprised when they were, the chasing happened and they were both running up after the cab, that you completely forgot that Watson had a cane?
I did notice that after, that's what I did the same way. I rewinded it because I was like, wait, it never explained what happened after that. It never explained why he didn't need his cane. So I was thinking, did he have it for attention? But yeah, I had to rewind after Sherlock he slid over the car, and then I noticed that Watson slid over the car. So I was like, wait, he doesn't have his cane anymore.
After I introduced you to Sherlock, are you glad that you started watching the show?
At first, I was very upset because my homework, but when I started watching it by myself, not being forced to watch it, I started being able to like it, and I feel I would continue watching the series without being forced to.
Let's get this bread. Hey, we gotta obtain the wheat. Let's wheat.
Oh, God, no. It's obtain the grain.
I did say that.
You said obtain the wheat.
Oh! Obtain the grain. That's pretty fire.
Let's yeet the wheat.
There it is. Yeet the wheat. Okay.
Okay, and back to Sherlock Holmes, everyone.
Okay. So we have concluded that as generations of Sherlock Holmes are introduced, people still remember Sherlock Holmes as examining more profoundly toward the negligible evidence more than the key evidence of the cases, because he uses rapid-fire deduction and solves the cases easily.
Rapid-fire deduction. So, I have a couple questions for y'all.
Y'all. Yeah.
Shush. Anyways.
I'm so sorry.
Okay, guys, calm.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let's hear some Dank Andrews questions.
I hate it. Anyways, so, you guys read one of the short stories, yes. And at least one episode, besides Layla, who started
binging
it.
I watched the whole series, guys.
The whole series.
Whole series.
So, what were your initial reactions to how Holmes brought up minor information?
He was like, it's like the smallest things he could see. He didn't pay attention to the things that were right in his face, but the things that could, easily be caught from, under the nose or something. And he would just, like, just focus on it, and then he'll come up with an ideas and see how those pieces of evidence can fit with the ideas, and then he'll start with, like, for example, one time he said he had 8 ideas, and as he began to look at more things, he said, never mind, 4 ideas. And then he looked at, like, more things, he's like, okay, never mind, 2 ideas. And then he looked again, he's like, okay, 1 idea.
Oh my god, so true.
He's got, like, a really photographic memory. Like, yeah. He points out all the tiny stuff, and then he, like, brings it all together as, like, one big main idea.
I wish I could have that memory.
Because sometimes Watson is like, hey, Sherlock, you want to explain that? He's like, he's like, it's right under your nose, figure it out. Okay.
He's like, what? Like, I was surprised, like, during, like, Adventure 3, he noticed, like, this woman, she had 2 boots on, and, like, the patterns of how she buttoned them up were different, and I was like, how do you even notice that? Like, if I was looking at someone, I wouldn't look down at their boots and be like, aha, your buttons.
Yeah, like, he just looks at, like, the specific things and, like, their appearance and their bodies, like, even, like, the movie that I saw about Sherlock Holmes, like, he would look at the necklace and say, like, oh, you got that from, someone else. Like, that's not your, like, necklace.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's so, like, weird of him. Like, no one would go up to him, like, that's not your necklace. Like,
when he first met Watson, he could tell that it wasn't his phone. It's like, he's like, oh, like, that's, your brother gave that to you. And then he was like, well, he gave it to you, and he was like, he didn't want to have it anymore because it brought up bad memories. And then he's like, oh, and he's like, and then Watson, he said that he had gotten it all right. He's like, really? That's never happened. And he's like, and then he goes, well, actually, I have a sister, not a brother. So what? Then he was like, okay.
Okay, so, which version that you read or watched do you think best showed Holmes and his ability to take in minor information? And why?
BBC version.
I think the movie.
Really?
No, yes. BBC version, because Sherlock, he's like, whenever he looks at something, it, like, zooms in on the item, then it zooms in on, like, his face and, like, his eyes and how he's, like, rapidly, like, going through, like, every situation over every object with his, like, sight. And then I was like, okay, that's really good. And then, like, the way he just spits it off to, like, the detectives, and they're like, okay, wait, slow down, what do you mean? Like, I feel like that version is better than all the other versions I've read or, like, seen. Because, like, when Robert Downey Jr. does it, it's like, okay. But, like, when he, like, Cumberbatch does it, it's, like, better. And it's, like, it's more obvious what he's doing.
Robert Downey Jr. did such a good acting of, like, Sherlock Holmes. Like, he was speech talking. He was, like, grabbing all these information. Like, I think it suited Robert Downey Jr. more than Benedict Cumberbatch. Like, I personally, like, I watched it a little bit, but, like, I don't think it beat Robert Downey Jr.
I think Benedict Cumberbatch was way better. It was just, like, every little detail. He just portrayed him better. And then sometimes he would act peculiar, like he would, and then he would, like, be, like, in his house. He's like, I get bored, and he was, like, shooting at the wall, and that made him be, like, so you think he's, like, crazy. And I just feel like it just suits him better. Like, his facial expressions, everything. Body movement, everyone.
And, like, I know the book was the original, but it doesn't really, like, have the same feeling as the BBC, you know?
Yeah.
Like, definitely. You can't, like...
It definitely, like, shows, like, the image.
Way better.
Of, like, how, like, Sherlock Holmes, like, is, like... Like, just, like, reading. Like, you don't really have, like, a visual, like, oh, what he does on, like, a daily basis.
And then one episode, it's, like... It takes you back to, like, the original version where everyone sees him with, like, the hat and stuff. Because he's, like, covering your face. And then he puts on a hat and then he has, like, his, like, collar up. So, it's, like, the original Sherlock that everyone has the image of. So, I was like, that's kind of fitting.
And, I know we kind of went over this, but which generation of Sherlock was the most memorable for you? And why is that?
Sherlock Gnomes.
Yes.
But then I watched Sherlock Holmes BBC version, I'm like, okay.
I mean, I would watch, like, Sherlock Gnomes when I was little, because of course, like,
I feel like Sherlock Gnomes, like, gives kids, like, a little understanding of Sherlock, and, like, they get to that more.
Romeo and Juliet was, like, my movie. I love that.
Like,
like when I was 5.
But like the BBC has like a lot of episodes, so like I think that's like really
good.
That's
why it's binge worthy.
Yeah, and like the movie that I watched was like only like a part of like the Sherlock Holmes. So like I wish they would make like a little bit more movies.
How long was the movie?
It was 2 hours long.
That's like
two episodes. So that's like the only thing that they had. Like it was just one movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was just one.
Well, I think the BBC version, it's like 3 seasons, and like, let me see. And then like
I think they're still doing it, right?
Yeah, I think it's still going on.
Yeah,
I can check.
Maybe.
I don't know for sure though.
But so, like I think both of like.
So it's four series technically, which are like seasons, and then it's like 3 per season. Yeah, it's 3 per season, and they're
like
really long, like hour 28, hour 30.
They are making a lot of profit.
All of them. And I think it's still going on, but I'm not sure.
I mean, I would totally watch it, like.
Like, it's really
once winter break starts, like.
Oh, you should.
What's wrong?
It's still going. Still, yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, but, like, both movies and, like, I mean, they both have, like, the rapid fire deduction. I mean, it's honestly so cool, because, like, he literally just, like, wraps the whole thing and like he closes a case
like
how does he do
it?
Like honestly
that literally
that
reminds
comeback
me.
Though
when on okay so it's like one episode with like the orange pips or whatever
mm-hmm.
and he was like okay I can't figure out but I know the painting's fake or whatever because it's like the guy was kidnapping people and giving him like a certain amount of time to solve cases and then yeah it was a really weird episode and it was like he's like I know the painting's fake I don't know how yet give me time so then like the guy who had kidnapped people and was like making him solve these cases gave him like 10 seconds and he found it out just like that like
wow
he figured out the like crime literally in 10 seconds and he said it was because of like the supernova it was only being able to see in like 1895 and the painting was painted in the 1600s
oh my god
and I was like okay
like
okay.
His like mind like his he's like a psychologist like honestly like he knows like what people do and like why they do this like honestly
yeah.
Honestly
he always makes a joke how he's like the only consulting detective
I mean like Doctor Strange and Iron Man like
like that's what makes him so memorable too like do you see other detectives doing this in
no Sherlock Holmes best
and they obviously got him for a reason he fits the role the best like that's why the series is still going
mm-hmm. agreed
I think that's pretty good
fun Howdy. Fact time
That was my part.
Anyways, some rad fun facts. Some tubular facts. Some another synonym or whatever. Fun facts. So
yeah.
I'm going to tell you. Go away. Shimmy, you're out of the group. Get out. Just telling my part.
I love the noises.
So I'm going to tell you 3 fun facts.
Convenient.
And you're going to tell me, excuse me, I'll wait. Like how a teacher does, I'll wait.
Oh my gosh.
I'll say.
So,
yesterday, oh my god.
Anyways, I'm going to give you a fun fact.
Fun fact time, y'all.
It's fun fact time, and that's important. I'm going to give you a fun fact, and you're going to rate it 1 through 10 on how much it surprised you. 1 being, I could have gone without knowing that. I don't care. And 10 be like, what? Are you
it's
kidding?
Like, what double mind blow?
And you can tell me why it's surprising if you guys have differing opinions.
Sorry for ears.
Which
yes.
You probably will.
Let's begin. All
right.
So, the first fun fact. You know how it's always said that Sherlock is the most filmed character? He's not. It actually goes to Dracula.
Ha!
But, like, if you're considering just human characters, it would be Sherlock.
Awesome.
So,
you
1
got
to
me
10.
There.
Lisa. So 1 out of 10. How surprising.
Say it. Cassidy?
Maybe like a 7, because when you said the Dracula, I was like, that's not human. And then you said, you know, best
T.
Most human recorded.
That's
I was
T.
like, yeah. So
I'd say
like a 7 maybe.
4.
Ooh.
I was. Wait.
Wow, you
is it the opposite way? Is 10 the most surprising?
10
the yes. most. I explained this, Layla.
Okay, wait. His one the least surprised.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Definitely a 4. Okay.
Okay, here's my rating. A straight up 100.
Why?
I was pretty mind blown, y'all. Like, I was like, what?
Out of 10.
I was pretty shook. I was really shook.
Do you want to tell us how shook you were?
I was like 100 shook. You get me?
How much shook are you?
100.
100 shook. Shall we go to the next one? Yes.
Shall we? So, the next fact is that, did you know that, you know what, Sherlock, Mr. Holmes, what, do you know what his famous catchphrase is?
It's elementary, Watson.
He doesn't say that.
Oh my god.
He has said, my dear Watson, and elementary, but he doesn't say it together. He has never said elementary, my dear Watson.
That's the tea.
That makes sense because I have not seen that in the show before.
And
I've watched a lot of the show.
But how much did that surprise you?
Oh shit, that has to be at least a solid 6.
Wow, it went up 2.
I'm kind of sure.
Are we gonna go from 100 to 1,000, Trinity? Are we?
I'll give it a solid 5.9.
Mm. Oh, that changed real fast.
Yep.
And Cassidy?
Real skippy.
Going with Layla.
Solid 6.
Solid 6. And our last one. I don't know if this one's the most surprising. I should have put this first, so then you guys would have been like, whoa and whoa. But Sherlock was going to be called Sherenford.
What the?
So you know when you tell people no dip Sherlock? Imagine being no dip Sherenford.
Oh.
So, how surprising is that?
I love the last name.
Sherenford. Even if you say that in a British accent, it doesn't sound good.
No. Rolls right off the tongue, doesn't it?
Sherenford.
Let's see, let's try it, guys. Oh, Sherenford. No, definitely not.
No.
See, yeah, because when he signs his text messages, it says SH. Imagine SF. No.
No.
Exactly. How surprising, though?
That's a solid 8.
Ooh. Wow, that's a B right there. That's a B.
A B minus, but still.
We don't include the minus. It's forever a B.
Oh my gosh, shouldn't be.
B.
B. Oh, yeah.
I can believe it.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Anyways, what is your out of 10?
Oh, it's out of 10?
Yeah.
It's been out of 10.
This is 100.
Let's not have it 100. We gotta get the level. It should be 10 billion.
Ooh, that's how surprising it was.
It's pretty surprising.
Sherenford
got me.
I go with that 9. Sherenford, no.
Whoa! A-.
A-.
It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. And that's all that we have for fun facts.
That
Thanks,
was
y'all.
Our fun fact time, yo!
Stealing my part still, shit.
Yeah, hey. Thank you for tuning in and Colossian Podcast.
Do we hope? Yes, we do.
Oh, yeah.
You enjoyed our segment on Sherlock Holmes.
Tune in for our next segment.
Yeah.
Once again, we're Ann Colossian Podcast. I'm Cassidy.
I'm Shinbi.
I'm Andrew.
And I'm Lila.
Yeah.
Wow.